But, I mean, I'm not worried about the prayers. I mean, I'm worried about my country right now. And we cannot shut up. We cannot back down. And we have to hold our ground. When I walk out my front yard, now I have to carry my Glock in my back pocket due to the death threats that I've gotten. And I'm not afraid to shoot someone. It won't be the first time. I mean, I had to do it in the military, but it won't be the first time.
You're a Navy SEAL, right, Dan?
Yes. It won't be the first time. But, I mean, I don't want to kill nobody. But if they come in my yard...
Did you see action, Sammy?
Yes.
Where at?
Grenada, Iran, when our planes crashed in Iran, that was my very first time there. But Grenada was the very first really serious.
Yeah.
And I was out of it by then, after Grenada. I mean, right in 1983. 7 years in SEALs.
Well, God bless you. And you know what? I think it's a shame. I think it's an absolute travesty that we let our veterans go through the ends of their lives with no insurance. That is just absolutely outrageous.
Well, I mean, if I go to the Naval Hospital here in Jacksonville, which would be equivalent to the VA, their service there is so minuscule. My father, when he died last summer, he had been going out there for 3-4 years, and I heard my mom complain about it. I was going to use another word for complain, but I said, it's not even worth my time going out there. My dad served in the Battle of the Bulge, and he died last July. And I mean, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go to a hospital that can't even take care of a patriot that served this country. I mean, he saw hundreds of his friends die. And he killed people that he never wanted to kill in his life. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm not going to go there. That they could not medically take care of him.